Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
There's Megadeth on the rock as we raid the metal shop library in honor of our buddy Kevin Deers,
who has passed on.
By the way, both Loud and Local and Metal Shop this weekend are doing special episodes of Kevin. And if you saw a post he put up about, I don't know, like a month ago or so, he did have a picture on there with Dave Mustaine.
Oh, yeah?
Which is pretty cool. I'm like, Dave Mustaine.
All right. He still looks the same.
He does. He looks exactly the same.
And he's never looked good. That's the weird thing about Dave Mustaine. Like, wow, you're still just as ugly as you've always been.
We're going to play some tunes from the Metal Shop Library, so to speak, for the rest of the afternoon. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Cheyenne, are you sober or not sober?
Definitely sober.
Okay. Welcome to the program.
And I just have to say real quick, much love to Kevin and to all you at the station and all the listeners. So there you go.
Thank you, appreciate Cheyenne. It, man.
Yeah. All right, Cheyenne, you're going to pick a tough job. What are you taking, cop, paramedic, military, or a nurse?
I got to go with paramedic because, I mean, I help people in a lot of ways with what I do now, and that would be a chance to do it even more. So
but
that's
with
what I'd
blood,
do.
Yes. Yeah, except you're just covered in blood and guts.
I think I'd be able to handle it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Here is your question. What does CMYK stand for in color printing? CMYK.
I have no idea.
That is the right answer.
CMYK.
CMYK in color printing. Cyan, magenta, yellow, and key black.
Oh.
Which, again, if I'm printing in black and white, why do I need cyan?
Right.
It's like, you can't print this. You don't have cyan. I'm like, I get that. But I said print it in black and white. And the printer even says, I know you did. But still, I want some cyan in me to do this job. All right, your question. What make of car appears in the left foreground of the Abbey Road album cover?
Is it a bug?
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed,
nice
man.
Job.
Volkswagen.
Is it really a bug or is it a Beetle? I know it was called
what was
a bug.
The difference? Is there...
It's the Volkswagen Beetle,
so
right?
I think
you don't
people just called it the bug
because a Beetle is a
Beetle.
Bug. I get that, but still.
I never thought about that. Yeah, I think they just called it the bug because it was a Beetle.
Okay.
Like the Volkswagen Rabbit. People called it the Hasenpfeffer. They didn't. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Rick, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober.
Okay, Rick. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a tough job. Are you going to be a cop, a paramedic, military, or nurse?
I got a lot of friends that are cops, so that's where I'd have to go.
Going to go cop. Okay.
Going to go cop.
All right, cop.
Cop's not bad either.
It's not. By the way, I just got a text. I was saying to Dave Mustaine, he's always looked the same. He's just always been ugly. Someone says, dang, Thrill, brutal. I always get told I look like Dave Mustaine. I'm so sorry, man. You should be offended when people say that. All right, here is your question. Tony Scott directed what popular Tom Cruise movie?
The Mission Impossible.
That one.
Top Gun.
That's it.
Got it.
All right, your question is multiple choice. Campanology. Campanology is the study of what? Candles, bells, ribbons, or gems? Campanology. So candles, bells, ribbons, or gems?
I'm going to say gems.
Nope. I'll go ribbons.
Nope. Equally as cool, the study of bells. I bet you they have their own dating website. All right, your question. What university was Gatorade invented in 1965?
University of Oregon.
Florida. Florida Gator. Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Got that. Yeah.
Not Donald Duck orange juice.
Oh, it's got that Beaver Aid. You never know. Oregon.
You ever, like, seen, like, the background on that? Apparently the original versions were just
horrible. Awful. They're probably, hey, it's medicinal. It's not supposed to taste good.
Right, because they just kept cramping up, no matter how much water they drank.
Well, it's humid as it is there, man. It makes sense.
It's Central Florida.
Right. All right, your question. How old do you have to be to serve in the United States Senate?
30?
You got it. Nice job.
What do you think the average age is of the average U.S. senator right now? So you can be 30.
62. 47.
I'll take 58.
64.
Oh, I got the closest without going over.
You could be 30 to get elected, but the average senator, 64 years old. Finger on the pulse.
Average.
Hey, Miz, Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola! Connor, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Connor, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a tough job. Are you going to do the cop, paramedic, military, or a nurse?
I'm going to take military.
Military. Okay. What branch of the military?
Either Marines or Army.
Okay, what do you think would be the hardest part for you, Connor, to get past?
Honestly, probably the ASVAB or the whatever requires your brain.
Okay.
Thinking.
thinking part. I don't like that.
You're the brawn.
All right. Here's your question. This is a multiple choice question. What was the last letter added to the English alphabet? P, J, Q, or V? So P, J, Q, or V, which was the last letter added?
Q.
That makes sense because you can cover Q with a K and a W. The last letter added was J.
J.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Back in the day, the best you could do is irk off. All right, your question. The Jupiter 2 spacecraft was featured on what TV series? Jupiter 2 spacecraft.
TV series?
Yes.
Star Trek?
That was the Starship Enterprise. The Jupiter 2 is the spacecraft in Lost in Space.
Lost in Space.
God, that's your
set. I had no chance on that.
Well, and you proved it by not getting it.
All right. Thank you.
Your question, in what country would you find Monte Carlo?
Monte Carlo. Is that... oh, damn. Monte Carlo. Is that Spain?
In Morocco?
Not Morocco. Monaco.
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 Yeah.
Monaco.
It's somewhere over there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Monaco, Monaco is divided into how many quarters?
Four?
Yes, and that is why it's quarters.
Wow.
Kind of a trick question. It's divided into many quarters? I'm like, if you say anything other than four, you're just not listening.
When did everybody rich decide to live there?
I don't know. It might just be the location, or is it on the water?
It's right there on the Mediterranean.
And, like, it's, like, stupid rich.
Correct, because it's right below, what, Spain?
I believe so.
So they've kept their independence, but, yeah, like, the amount of billionaires that live there is just insane.
It's got to be a tax thing.
That's probably
it's got to be something weird.
Big dummy!
Other than the impressive location.
And the tax thing,
yeah.
Now it's, like, the most boring race, though. The cars are too big.
What do you mean?
So Monaco, if you watch F1, I mean, you don't have to even watch F1 to know Monaco, right? It's beautiful. They race through the streets. But the cars have gotten so long and wide.
Oh, they can't, like, take the turns.
There's nowhere to really pass.
Huh.
So basically, the whole weekend is just seeing who qualifies the fastest and hope. And you got to hope if that guy doesn't crash, basically, he's going to win.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Just got off.
Okay. All right, Justin, our men's room poll. Pick a tough job. You doing the cop thing, paramedic, military, or a nurse?
I'm going to go with cops. And just for the fact that if things do go wrong, I can finally say I was this many days from retirement.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Nice.
I like it. You got a plan.
I was 2 weeks away from retirement.
All right. Here is your question. Machu Picchu is located in what country?
Peru.
Boom. One and done.
One and done. All right. True or false question for you there with the big brain. True or false, penguin poop contains laughing gas. Penguin poop.
Huh. Please be true.
Huh. It is. You've got to be kidding me.
Do you think wooks at festivals would eat it?
At a festival, yes.
Well, because, I mean, they're doing nitrous, which is laughing gas.
Which, that's the thing. There's some nitrous. I don't know what the percentage of the nitrous is in their poop, but there are traces of nitrous. Yeah, laughing gas and penguin poop. Who knew?
You would have come to my tent and eat some poop?
Yeah, girl.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
John, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober.
All right, John.
Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a tough job. Cop, paramedic, military, or nurse?
I'm going to go military.
Military. What branch?
Let's go for the Army.
Okay.
All right. All right, let's see here. What do we have for you, my friend? Here is your question. What fruit comes in chubby gray and jubilee varieties?
Oh, man. A grape.
That would have been my guess as well.
Cherries.
Not cherry.
Oh. I was confident.
Watermelon.
Oh. Hmm. And that's a watermelon today. It's not quite the season yet.
Not quite.
My wasn't
son's
bad.
Like counting down the days.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What sports Hall of Fame is located in Cooperstown?
Oh, that's MLB.
Boom. Okay. Nice job.
Would anyone go to Cooperstown if that were not there?
Canton's is the same way.
No, you're not wrong. At least with Canton, you can go, look, I'm close to Cleveland or Columbus. Like, there's somewhere decent to go when you're done with Canton. But, man, Cooperstown is...
Yeah. I mean, most of them. Would you go to Springfield, Massachusetts for any other reason?
I would not,
besides the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Nope. Where's the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Probably somewhere in Canada, where it should be.
I have no idea where that's at.
I don't either.
Oh. Well, it definitely shouldn't be in, like, I don't know, Toronto.
Big
it could be in Detroit.
Dummy.
That's true. Probably like Miami.
Or Minnesota would be a good call.
Somewhere cold.
Oh, it's in Toronto.
Toronto.
Is it in Toronto?
Yep.
See? You've got to be kidding me.
No.
It shouldn't be.
They do it right.
Maple Leafs, really?
Hello, Julius. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Julius, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, man, I've been sober 20 years, bro.
Okay, Julius, I believe you.
You have or haven't?
I have not.
All right. Okay, something to be proud of. Julius, pick a tough job. You being a cop, a paramedic, military, or a nurse?
Well, I know it's a high standard, but I'd be the dirtiest cop Seattle has ever seen.
Okay, high standard.
I think I'd have you beat. I mean, I really do. Just like, all right, man, you're a drug dealer. Wait, what kind of drugs are you dealing? Okay, let's strike a deal.
And over.
If it's a drug I don't want, like, if you got meth, I'm arresting you. If you have the ones I like, ah, man.
You'd be one of those vice cops that takes it too far and ends up in jail.
Yeah, probably day one.
You're going to end up on YouTube, if anything.
Yeah, man, it's right there, you know.
It's like, dude, you're in uniform. You're not undercover. You can't do that.
I know, but my thought is, like, the cost of this is very extreme, but I can confiscate a certain amount from this gentleman, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. Yeah. All right, your question. What is the last name of Lucy and Linus in the Peanuts comics?
Smith? Oh, I don't know.
Smith. Nope. It's the same as a SportsCenter anchor.
Current?
Current.
Van Pelt.
Van Pelt.
Oh,
it is Lucy and Linus.
Linus Van Pelt.
Oh, hey.
They're all related.
I got that.
All right, your question. What taste are cats unable to detect?
Sour?
Yeah. Sweet.
Oh,
which kind of makes sense when you think about a cat.
Get all up in there.
The song Like a Rolling Stone was the first top ten hit for what artist?
Like a Rolling Stone?
Yes.
Did he keep this one?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
I thought it was a group.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Am I thinking, is that the same song? Papa was a Rolling Stone. Wherever he lay his head.
No.
This is like a
Like a Rolling Stone. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. This is like a, not Papa. Come on, man. All right, your question. What nursery rhyme character was worried? Whoops, sorry. What nursery rhyme character was warned that, quote, the cow was in the corn?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mr. McGregor.
Little Boy Blue.
It was, in fact, Little Boy Blue.
He needed the money. Hey, man. Yeah. The cow's in the corn, you know what I mean?
I don't, but pass it. All right, the question. The Roadrunner is the official bird of what U.S. state?
Arizona?
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Question six, Julius. Because they were in New Mexico, right? The tunes.
Well, they should have made the left at Albuquerque.
Yeah, that's right.
I can only assume he was still in New Mexico.
That's right.
All right, the question. What is Peter's TV network called on the TV show Family Guy?
Oh, man.
I was just watching it.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah, I mean, really do not overthink this. Peter's TV network.
DTV or something like that?
I give it to you, PTV, which it sounds worse than PTV.
He had a lot of great programming on PTV.
What is it, like his own public access?
No, he bought a satellite, man, and he actually broadcast television out of his own home. You know, Quagmire got on it with a midnight cue. He had, like, the side boob hour on there. There was a lot of great programming. Cheeky Bastard was Stewie and Brian's show. Yeah, it was a good channel until the FCC came in and screwed them all over.
I'll be damned.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Ron.
The FCC, that was their show tune for the FCC, and they caught it. They were like, that's actually great. We love it. Put it out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they loved it.
Hello, Valdez. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Valdez, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Okay. All right, Valdez, you're going to pick a new tough job. Are you taking a cop, paramedic, military, or nurse?
Military.
Military. What branch?
I would go Marines.
Okay.
You'll be there with Ted.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Valdez, here is your question. Why is Max mad in the 1979 movie Mad Max?
His family was killed?
Yeah.
One and done.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice job. I thought he was just thirsty.
Nah, man. They killed his kid and his wife, and you know what? Max was angry. All right. You got a one-and-done question. Let's give you a true or false. True or false, it is impossible to poison a possum.
True.
Really?
Yeah, man. They have some kind of protein in their body, so whatever poison you give them, whatever this protein is, it is fast-acting, and either chills them from it, or it exits their body, but either way, scientists are studying it to see if they can come up with something for us.
Damn.
You know? Okay. Yeah, you can't poison.
I think it's why they're actually really good for the environment, because they take out a lot of very noxious things, and it doesn't affect them.
Other than their looks.
Yeah, they're ugly.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803 Rocks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals.
But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Metallica there on the rock as we celebrate the life of our buddy Kevin Deers.
Yeah.
Tributes this weekend on Metal Shop and Loud and Local. Just crazy 24 hours here at the radio station. That is a fact. Good news, we do have the head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, Eat State's favorite drink on an airplane. That's on the way after the game. Notice Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Brad, are you sober or not sober?
Yeah, I just want to say condolences to you guys and Kevin's family.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Yep.
Brad, what team are you on today?
Not sober.
Not sober, Brad. Okay, Brad. All right, man. You're going to pick a tough job. Are you going to do the cop thing, a paramedic, military, or nurse?
Going military.
What branch of the military there, Brad?
Hoorah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, Brad, here's your question. In what store was Winona Ryder caught shoplifting?
Macy's?
Nordstrom?
You're getting warmer.
Saks Fifth Avenue.
Saks Fifth Avenue. At least it wasn't like Dollar Tree or something.
Yeah.
Well, she just does it for the thrill. It's not really about the price point.
And is that what she said?
Yeah. Yeah. She's a kleptomaniac. It's basically what she said.
Oh, well, that's the thing, then.
Yeah, look, I just like the thrill of knowing stealing. I did it.
Right.
It could be a piece of gum. It doesn't need to be $1,000. I can afford the $1,000 necklace.
I just want to steal it.
It's just the thrill of being able to steal it.
I like that that's the answer. Oh, no, yeah, I can afford it, man. I just really like stealing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We cool?
Yeah.
Swear.
Right. I'm going to try that.
Yeah. I know, dude, listen, I got the money. I just want to
steal.
It's
like a pyromaniac. Yeah.
No, no, don't
worry. As long as it burns. You know?
I'll pay for it. I just like pouring my own beers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all it is. Relax. Less work for you. All right, Brad, here's your question. What is the name of the dragon in The Hobbit?
Smaug?
What'd you say?
Smaug?
Yes. His original name was Clarence.
Clarence.
Yeah. Clarence the dragon. Clarence it just dragon. Didn't carry the fear.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Corey, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Corey, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a tough job. You're going to be a cop, a paramedic, military, or nurse?
I guess we'll have to pick military with this one.
And do you have a branch in mind?
Navy.
Navy. Okay.
All right.
Nobody's picked nurse today as far as our contestants playing the game.
That's too much, man.
I know, it's too hard.
Too hard, too much, too many hours. All right, Corey, here is your question. What is the capital of Missouri? I'm sorry? What is the capital of Missouri?
Of Missouri?
That's how people from Missouri say it, yeah. I'm from Missouri.
That would be Uranus.
Uranus, very close.
Jefferson City.
Jefferson City. All right, Corey, multiple choice question for you. Which celebrity had their dog cloned twice? Madonna, Prince, Katy Perry, or Barbara Streisand?
Let's go Madonna.
No.
Katy Perry?
No. I feel like they all make sense.
Prince?
No. Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
What was her dog's name?
I don't know. I don't even know why I consider that. What is her dog? I have no idea.
Liberace?
Why would you clone your dog?
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's got to look the same. It's just not going to be the same dog. That makes no sense.
I love Tigger. And no chance would I clone him.
No. Why not?
He had a skin disease.
Oh, God, right.
That. Like, I loved him. I don't need another one.
You think he'd be like, really, man, again?
He stunted you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, again, love the dog. But no reason to reincarnate the same dog. I'd get another Scotty.
Just not Tigger.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting into, man. Like I said, I had my dog, Coley, chillest dog you've ever had. I got Molly, exact same everything. Very different dog. Very, very, very different dog.
Yeah, the personalities on the blondes I date, they're always different.
Yeah. I mean, they look the same.
They look the same.
Right. Entirely different experience. Yeah.
Some even have the same name.
Get that one tattooed. All right.
What's the most popular name?
I think I dated two Amandas, and then kind of off and on with three Mollies.
No, Lindsay's? Three Mollies?
Yeah.
Huh. My dog's name is Molly. Hands off, buddy.
Well, she is attractive
four.
And friendly.
She is
four.
Cute.
Make it four.
Yeah, it's very cute.
What'd you say, a Lindsay?
Yeah. I was trying to think of the blonde-haired women that I know.
I dated a Lindsay, not blonde.
Okay.
Yeah, Stephanie had dark hair.
Weirdo. Was she the racist?
No.
Oh, Jesus, no, sorry, no. Stephanie.
I dated a dark hair, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Is there a blonde stuff? I feel like Stephanie's going to lean dark hair.
Yeah. Oh, there's blonde ones. There's blonde everything, man.
Blonde everything.
They're not real blondes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But with that said, I like you all.
Sure. If you can name it, it comes in blonde.
Right.
Think of a name. You can find a blonde one. All right, your question. In what year of the 1990s did the Foo Fighters release the song Learn to Fly?
1999.
Got it.
Yeah. Ah, nice correct. Job, Corey. Can you believe good. That? That song's been around for 26 years.
Yep.
God.
Great video, too.
So, I don't remember that one.
Learn to Fly?
Yeah.
They all play, like, different caricatures. But it's all them in the band. So, like, one of them is, like, Dave Grohl's a baby. There's the flight attendant who's doing cocaine.
Okay.
Like, it's a very funny video.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, bitches.
Hola. Hola. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, my wife's sitting right here, so of course I'm sober.
You're sober because your wife is there.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing it in reverse.
Oh, she's laughing.
Yeah, it should be that you're not sober. All right, you should pick one of these tough jobs, Mike. A cop, paramedic, military, or nurse?
Well, I think the nurses need some love, so I'll pick nurse.
Nurse. Yeah. Nurse Mike.
All nurse right, Mike. Got strong hands.
Yes, he does. Big, thick fingers.
I'm requesting you for every sponge bath.
Well, you know what they say about big fingers.
Yeah. Big gloves. All right, Mike, here's your question. What was the other nickname for the Whitechapel murderer?
No freaking idea.
Whitechapel murderer.
The Whitechapel murderer.
Is it Jack the Ripper?
It is Jack the Ripper. Because they even said Jack the Ripper's nickname. Jack the Ripper's nickname is the Whitechapel murderer. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Jack the Ripper, also a nickname.
Jack the what?
Jack, say that again now. Slow it down.
Sounds like a guy who farts a lot.
Yeah.
Jack!
The third guy, man, I said the Ripper. All right. Your question, what Roman gladiator led a slave revolt that became the subject of a 1960 Oscar-nominated movie? Spartacus.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, of course.
Question three.
Question number three, which of the seven wonders of the world would you find in Agra, India?
I do know that one, the Taj Mahal.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice job.
Yep. Taj Mahal.
Nice job. Taj Mahal. Is that casino still open in, was it Atlantic City?
I've been there. I don't know.
Maybe. Was it in Vegas and Atlantic City or just Atlantic City?
I know on your way to the Taj Mahal that someone built a Taj Mahal.
In India. Wait, so if I'm in India going to the Taj Mahal.
Correct.
On the way there.
You will pass another Taj Mahal that some guy built that is a replica of the Taj Mahal, but it is, in fact, the same size as the Taj Mahal.
It's the same size.
Yes. So if you're leaving New Delhi.
So do you bother to go to the Taj Mahal?
I don't know. I just think I'd go halfway and be like, all right, I've seen kind of it.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
Just cracked my very first men's room lager for the day.
Oh, good for you. So you're sober then. All right, Dwayne.
I am.
Okay.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, our men's room poll, you're going to pick a tough job. You taking the cop, the paramedic, military, or a nurse?
I'm taking a nurse, the married one. I know how freaky they can be.
You're going to be the freaky nurse, okay.
No, I'm gonna hit on the rest of them.
Oh, I see. That's the plan.
Uh-huh.
I'm a nurse now, ladies.
Taj Mahal in Atlantic City has closed.
Yeah, that's not surprising me.
That's yeah, I don't know if you're going to say who owned it, but it is now the Hard Rock in Atlantic City.
Okay. All right, Dwayne, here's your question, multiple choice. Hello, hi, ahoy, or greetings? What word did Alexander Graham Bell suggest for answering the phone? So hello, hi, ahoy, or greetings?
Greetings.
Ahoy. Greetings. It was ahoy.
Ahoy. Yeah.
That was his suggestion. Hey, man, when you answer this thing, someone calls you when you answer the phone, and he was pushing for this, you should say, ahoy. And everyone said, no, we're not.
It's not on a boat.
We're not doing ahoy, man. We're just going to say hello.
Chips.
Yeah, what's up? What's really good with you?
I'm going to bring back one when I end conversations.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just hang up. All right, one.
Click. I'm going to start greeting people. Sup.
Yeah.
Because it's a cell phone, so you already know who's calling. You know, the mystery was back in the day. Your phone was ringing. You didn't know who was there. Now, I look and say, the Ted Smith. I know Ted's calling.
That is weird, because there's certain friends I'll still say hello. Then I have other friends where I just will say their name, their nickname.
I'm with you.
Every time you call, Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know who it is.
Like, right. Bernie's last name is Granzo. If he calls me, I go, Granzo. He goes, Smith. And then we start talking.
There you go.
This is weird things you do.
What's up, dude?
Like Stuff Dog from Hot Tub Time Machine.
There you go. Dog. All right, Dwayne, here's your question. Who was the losing coach of the first Super Bowl?
What year was that?
69, 68, I believe.
I want to say Green Bay Packers.
Well, Green Bay Packers won. Right. I know who lost.
Yes.
Was it the Kansas City Chiefs that played?
Yes.
Correct. You got to know his name, though.
Lynn Dawson was a quarterback.
You know this guy's name. I mean, it's still...
Hank Stram.
Hank Stram.
Well, my hint was going to be propane accessories.
Okay, a little Hank. Gotcha.
Hank. Yeah.
All right, your question. Who released the album 7800 Fahrenheit? The melting point of rock.
Nice.
Is that nice? That's so stupid.
That's 80s. Is that Sammy Hagar?
You know what? That does sound like a Sammy
Hagar. Is it Bon Jovi?
It is Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Right.
Is that the one I believe? No, Slippery When Wet was the big one. Yeah, but 78 degrees for the melting point of rock.
70, what was it?
7,800 degrees Fahrenheit. The melting point of rock.
Oh, yeah. It's a very ominous looking.
I recognize the album.
Melting point of rock.
Yeah. I remember reading an interview, all right? And the album had not come out yet, but the interviewer said to John Bon Jovi, 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Bon Jovi's one who added, and he said, quote, the melting point of rock, get it. Yes, the interview got it. I swear, I just remember reading that, like, oh my God.
Dude. We're so hot, we're melting rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock cannot exist. Jesus.
Your question, what chemical makes plants green?
Starts with a C.
It does start with a C.
Think about Billy Madison.
Gosh dang it.
Penguins?
No. Well, it's not chloroform.
It is not so chloroform. Close. It's very close.
Dang it.
Yeah, people always say chloroform.
More like borophyll.
Oh, chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll, yeah.
Good call.
Mike. Hung up, man.
Chlorophyll.
Yep.
More like
chlorophyll. Question five, Dwayne.
Question number five. All right. What style of beer is used to make a black velvet cocktail?
I never even heard of it. Let's go with stout.
Stout or porter.
Yeah, man. Right?
I only knew black velvet as the fine whiskey.
There is black velvet whiskey. Yeah. You never heard of the black velvet?
Maybe not, but black whiskey, yes.
Hey, they don't put it in a plastic bottle if it's not high quality, Miles. Yeah.
Black velvets are good, man. Half cider, half Guinness. That's how I drink them.
It's really not bad, yeah. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
John, are you sober or not sober?
Halfway between.
Okay.
I believe the police call that not sober.
Yes.
Probably.
All right, John, our men's room poll. Pick a tough job. Cop, paramedic, military, or nurse? What are you taking?
Well, actually, I worked as a paramedic, and I was working on... Paramedic.
Okay.
So you're taking paramedic?
Yep.
Okay. All right, John, here's your question. Who sang the 1995 hit, Gangsta's Paradise?
Oh, I know this.
Prove it.
Not Coolio, was it?
Yes.
One and
was
Coolio.
Nice job. Was cool. Hold on, before we let you go, true or false question for you. Gum, G-U-M, gum is the most littered item on the planet.
True.
Cigarettes.
Believe it or not, cigarette butts.
Yep.
Any guess how many cigarette butts around the world they find per year?
I don't know.
You have no idea. It's 4.5 trillion.
Wow.
4.5 trillion.
That's a lot of cotton.
And how many in a pack?
20. Okay. 20, damn. Period. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Eric, are you sober or not sober?
I'm getting ready to go on to a military installation, so that's classified.
I see. Okay, Eric, pick a tough job. Cop, paramedic, in the military, or nurse?
Well, the irony is there's a state patrolman right next to me, and I've been a Army-trained nurse since 2003.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. So you're taking?
I'm going to take state patrolman for the win.
Go for cop.
Oh, cop. Ah, okay.
I know that you were wondering there, Steve. You said 4.5 trillion cigarettes are found every year.
Yeah.
That's 250. 25 billion packs of cigarettes that they collect every year.
That industry is not hurting. Just now that I know that, they're fine. All right, Eric, here is your question. How many strikes in a row earns you a perfect game in regular 10-pin bowling?
How many strikes in a row in regular 10-frame bowling? I'm going to say 3 strikes in a row.
For the perfect game. Perfect game.
That's turkey.
Oh, perfect game. Okay, so that would be 3 and 9 or 12.
Got it.
The man knows his math.
Yes, you do.
I don't know why. I think there's 10 frames.
There is 10 frames.
There is, but you get 3 balls.
The 10th has three throws.
Right.
So you have
not 13?
10, 11, 12. We'll get to there, Ted.
Yeah, we'll get to there.
I never get close enough anyhow.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, hang on before we let you go. True or false, Afro Man's Because I Got High was actually nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, that should be true, but I'm going to go with false.
It's true. It was nominated back in 2002, yeah, man.
Yeah. One more contestant in the game known as Big Dummy.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Joe, are you sober or not sober?
Yeah, I'm working on not sober.
Okay, Joe. What are you doing over there? You drinking a Men's Room IPA?
I got a couple ice houses.
Oh, ice house. Tall boys. Nice.
All right.
Wow. All right. You pour that into a glass. Now, hey, Joe, pick a tough job. Cop, paramedic, military, or nurse?
I'm going to go military.
Military. All right.
Frosted
mug. Okay.
All right, Joe, here's your question. What brand of motorcycle does Tom Cruise ride in the 1986 movie Top Gun?
I believe a Harley-Davidson.
Nope.
No. It's a Honda.
It's a Yamaha.
Indian.
Kawasaki.
Ah, none of us.
You guys danced all around it. Yeah, Kawasaki.
Crotch Rocket.
Yeah, Crotch Rocket.
Fat boy.
All right, your question. What disease caused by the bacteria Y. pestis is spread by fleas and rats? It's a bad one.
We bringing back an old beloved movie dog?
Sort of, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh, not that one. Okay. Mm.
I'm not thinking what that is.
What'd you say was spread by what? Ticks and what?
By fleas and rats.
Fleas and rats.
Not ticks.
Okay. We got few cases here in the States every year.
Yeah, not knowing that one.
Measles?
Bubonic plague.
I'd say it's a plague? Okay.
A.K.A. the plague. Kind of like Elvis. You don't need your last name. You're just the plague. All right, your question, Joe. The Gulf War occurred after Iraq invaded what country?
Iran.
Kuwait. All right, Joe, your question. What L word is the name for the family of plants, including the peanut and the soybean? Peanut and the soybean. What L word?
You've got two of them below your waist.
Lactosis. I don't know.
Legumes.
Yes.
Legumes. Question four.
All right. Question number four, my friend. What terrible band performed the terrible theme song to the show Friends?
I believe it's a teeth whitener.
Teeth whitener and an artist.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Like an artist that art that paints stuff.
Yes. A painter, yes.
One of those artists.
Well, it's not like a musical artist.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we don't know.
I have no freaking idea.
No freaking idea. That'd be the Rembrandts.
I've never heard of the teeth whitener.
Never heard of Rembrandt teeth whitener?
Nah.
Tooth whitener, teeth whitener. No.
None of your teeth are all nasty.
Yeah, man.
Stained.
Oh, he was Dutch.
He was Dutch.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I like that guy.
Your question.
He could draw.
What country has the most freshwater lakes? It's a northern country. You're close, Dave.
United States.
Oh.
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Canada. Damn it. I thought that was us.
Mm-hmm. Question six. All right, question number six. What does the prefix pseudo mean?
Oh, you're killing me.
Pseudo. P-S-E-U-D-O. Fake or false.
Oh, I thought it was an alternative.
Oh. Question seven.
Pseudonym.
All right. Question number seven. What chemical element's atomic number is 20? It's also very good for your bones. They like fortified milk with this stuff and Tums.
Calcium.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh, he got him a tub.
Yeah. Oh, Tums? Yeah.
Oh, Tums. Yeah, that's calcium, dude.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, got it. Got
to
pass a kidney stone. Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has each state's favorite drink while you're on an airplane. Let's go to the 4:30 and your email's on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.